Hi, I'm Janelle Moretti.
And I'm Matt Moretti, the third.
We're married.
Obviously.
And that's nice, but we love all things Disney and we want to share our magical experiences with you.
Each week, we'll take you backstage to our lives as Disney parents / adult children, to our passion for Disney parks and beyond.
And share some tips and tricks that might help you experience the magic that makes us feel like kids again every time we stroll down Main Street, USA.
This is the Mo Magic Hour Podcast. Welcome to episode 11 of the Mo Magic Hour podcast. I, of course, am Matt with my very cute wife, Janelle Moretti.
Didn't have time to look that up on the thesaurus this week.
We haven't used that one yet.
Very cute? Yes. I don't know if we did, now that you say that. Here I am!
Well, fresh off our first resort stay.
Our impromptu. Yeah. It was like a last minute stay.
And we're very excited to talk about it because it was awesome.
Yep.
Big thank you to Janelle's parents, Jeff and Karen, for watching Riley so that we could have a little couple's getaway to Caribbean Beach.
Yeah. Shocker, it was Disney. I know everybody's stunned by that. But we were going to Disney anyway. We were just going to stay at my grandparents' place and then got a last-minute deal on the Caribbean Beach.
Yep. So we want to walk you through our trip, what we did, and talk through a little bit about what we experienced from all the safety precautions, because we have now seen all four parks.
Yeah.
And so we made the trek down there, and our first visit was...
Well, I want to start out by saying I think this is a unique experience because it was your first time ever staying at Caribbean Beach.
Correct, yes.
It was my second time. However, my first time was a very long time ago, like pre any renovation Caribbean Beach had. So it was cool to have the perspective of the first time and then me seeing how it's changed. Because I have to be honest, the first time I went, I didn't really like it. I was younger, but the whole inner bus loop thing, you know, we didn't like it. You know, some people don't mind it, but at the time we did not like it. It's a very big resort. It's very big. So it has multiple bus stops in it. But I have to say, this was a very positive experience and I enjoyed it a lot and would definitely go back.
Yeah, I mean, for the entirety of the trip, we got on one bus.
And that was just from
Disney Springs.
Disney Springs to come back to the resort. So we were the only two on the bus.
Right.
So he just like asked us where our stop was and we got off right there. But right.
So that of course was, for what I'm about to talk about, one of the reasons that Caribbean Beach appealed to me and why I asked Janelle to try to get that place was because it is the hub for the Skyliner, which took you to Hollywood Studios, to Epcot, to two of the places we were going on this trip. And the first day there was our trek to Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. And you know, we got to our room, we dropped our bags off, and walked to the Skyliner.
Our room was ready. We drove there, and we got the text that our room was ready before we got there. And we got there. What time did we get there?
Right around noonish, I think. Maybe a little before.
Okay. Yeah.
So right around lunchtime, our room was ready. We dropped our bags off, and...
Yeah. And it was great. We were located in Barbados, Building 31. So we were actually in the Barbados section, the closest building to the main pool and center town there. And then, you know, that has the bridge over across the way. But I would say we were about halfway in between the Caribbean Beach, technically the Caribbean Beach Skyliner stop, and the Riviera Resort. And we experienced both.
We did, because depending on where we were at, what we were doing at the resort is how we decided which you know, port to go check out. So that first day, it was closer to walk to the main hub, the Caribbean beach side of the...
Because we just dropped off our stuff and walked right over.
Where our room was located, it was right there. So we did a quick walk over, hopped on, went straight to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, walked. And it was great because we got our own... I don't even know what you call them. Skyliner cab? Cab, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with cab. our own Skyliner cab, so... People who have, like, rode the Skyliner know that you can fit up to 10 guests in it. Well, with COVID, you know, it's your immediate party. Mm-hmm. And that's all that's in it. They're not trying to shove other people in it. So, but, I mean, it's not that, like, there was a lot of people in line.
Right. Anyway, we didn't wait. We hopped right on.
Yeah.
And rode straight to Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. Had no issues getting in. Mm-hmm. Temperatures were good.
And it was warm. Well, we're not going to lie.
I digress. We did have one issue getting in. Matt forgot to link his magic band, so I had to stand at the kiosk for a minute while the cast member figured that out.
Yeah, even though Matt's wife told him, link your magic band. Link
your magic band. I was sure that I did, and then
you
didn't. Did not.
But so you did not.
We got there.
And his wife had to stand there while he pretended to know more than the cast member did. And
I did not. I just tried to be faster than the cast member and do it on my phone.
Did it work?
It's close.
Did it work?
No.
No.
She was faster, but I was close.
Yeah.
I was right there.
Yes. So we got in.
Yeah.
Finally.
And went straight for...
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
And boy.
Because we had never ridden it before.
No.
Because it had just opened, and then it was open a couple weeks and then closed. Everything kind of started shutting down for COVID.
Yeah. And boy, did that exceed... expectations for me.
Yes, me too. You know, I thought it was going to be cute. I didn't really know what to expect. I think I kind of made something up in my mind based on, you know, the artist rendering I saw, but yeah.
Really impressive. I mean, it was really
my expectations.
Really immersive. The same sort of trackless system that they use on the Rise of Resistance ride,
which I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't expect that.
Right. So that was, you know, and you know, for a ride geared towards kids, it had that adult level of immersion in it. The animation was unreal. The screens in there, it was so cool, so interactive.
Yeah, I can't wait to take Riley on it. Because he can go on that because there's no height restriction.
Pretty nonstop action, in air quotes. But so, you know... yeah, I'm excited to get Riley on that one because he can't do Rise of the Resistance.
He can't do... I mean, that's an issue across the board with Hollywood Studios is there's not a ton for an all-ages ride. I mean, you have Toy Story Mania, and then you have the shows. But that's...
Saucers? Can you do the saucers?
No, you have to be... Yet. Yeah, there's a height requirement on that, too. So as far as no height requirement before that... Toy Story Mania was the only thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's tough to take, you know, the little ones on rides there. So this is a great addition for that, and it's I look forward to trying to go again.
And I do want to kind of touch on some of the safety measures we kind of experienced too. So with this one, because I wasn't on it ever before, I didn't know what to expect as far as safety measures. But, you know, in... the line, you had the stay 6 feet apart thing. So when you walk up, it looks like the line's gonna be super, super long because it's out the door.
This is gonna be a theme you're gonna hear throughout our trip. The lines all looked intimidatingly long.
Yeah, super long.
Really aren't.
Everybody's 6 feet apart, so you gotta take that into account. So then once you get inside, you know, where it gets close quarters, they have the dividers up, the see-through dividers, and everyone will know what I'm talking about once you get back there. But then the cars, the railroad cars that you're sitting in to go, easily, what do you think, fit 10 people? I would say 5 in the front row, 5 in the back row.
Yeah, easily.
And there's different cars. It looks like they're linked together, but as we stated, they all separate at some point. But we were the only ones in our car because they didn't put a divider between the front row and the back row. And that was everybody else, too. So it's not like anybody who's wondering, well, how are they going to do that with keeping people separate? They do. They keep people separate. And you'll see that when you go, like, cart that fits 10 people had the two of us in it.
You'll find, you'll hear us sort of over and over again say that a lot of the rides we went on, we had our own car.
Oh, yeah.
They were putting one party in a car of whatever the ride is. Car, boat.
Yeah. The only exception is when they were, like, longer.
Yeah, if we were on, if there was a long boat where you could have 6 feet of distance from the person in the front to the person in the back, then they did it. But it was few and far between.
Yeah, because a lot of people, like, for example, you know, Splash Mountain, mm-hmm. you can really only fit two people in the same row. So if you're a party of four, even though we're in the front row and we're only a party of two, they're not going to stick four more people in the back because then it's, you know, it's crossing over that 6 feet. So it's... Yeah, I think they did a great job. And we'll kind of go over some of those rides that,
while the wait times were still crazy short, they would have been even shorter if they were filling the cars. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, it was really nice. And, you know, like we said, the lines, and we'll talk about it when we get to Pirates, mm-hmm. like, were intimidatingly long. But once you got in them, you didn't stop. Yeah. It was
It felt like you were walking constant. The entire time. I think Mickey and Minnie's was one of the longer ones mm-hmm. we were in. It was a posted of 45 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
And I think from getting into line to getting off, it was about 45 minutes, I would say.
It ended up being a little less.
A little less.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was really good. We did Mickey and Minnie's. We loved it. It was great. Hopped over and did Tower of Terror again.
There was no, quote unquote, 10-minute wait.
But again, like, it's such a long queue. We did the walk, and by the time we got into, that second waiting area, mm-hmm. They were not doing the pre-show
Mm-mm. for you Tower of Terror. You walked right through.
You walked right through, and we were in there. By the time we started walking to the time we got on the ride, it was maybe 15 minutes?
Yeah, 10-15 minutes.
And again, that was just excellent.
And it was like in Tower of Terror, it was us two in the front row on one side, and then a dad and his two daughters front row on the other side, and then just a group of four all the way in the back.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Oh, boy. I don't know why I keep putting myself through that ride.
I don't know either. I always say, which is so weird, because then I say, do you want to go on Rock and Roller Coaster? And you say no, rather than doing Rock and Roller Coaster and saying no to Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Or saying no to both, and I'll ride without you. I don't care. But every time we get off this ride, Matt's not okay.
Because I just love the Twilight Zone vibe, the old Haunted Mansion deal. Like, I love that. It's so cool. The whole theming around it's so cool. And then I get on the ride and I'm like...
And Matt's afraid of heights. And
it's not so much that I'm afraid of heights. It's the sudden drop. I don't like it.
That's the entire ride.
I know it's the entire ride.
That's the entire premise of the ride.
I know. I put myself through the ride so I can experience the theming, I guess, is the whole point.
Next time I'll do a Facebook Live and you can watch from outside.
Yikes. Yeah, maybe.
Where did we go from there?
We went and we waited and got the... We grabbed a pretzel. And we waited to get secure our spot in line for Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, yeah. So Rise of the Resistance, this is a good thing to bring up. So they have the virtual queue. That's kind of like, it's like the boarding. They are boarding groups mm-hmm. that they had. So the difference is now it's not like right when the park opens, you get in and have to get it. Now it's everybody in your party still needs to be scanned in and literally inside Hollywood Studios. But you can book for everybody in your group as long as your My Disney Experience are linked. But they do it at when we were there. I have to say when we were there, because if it changes, I don't know. So they did one at 10 a.m. and then one at 2 p.m. So at 10 a.m. and if you're in the park and want to try and get it, you get it then. If not, then you can try and get it at 2. We were not in the park at 10. So we, like Matt said, grabbed a pretzel, sat down, and just kept refreshing to join the virtual queue. Just keep doing it, because right when our phones hit 2 p.m., it didn't load. So it was a little after 2. But before 2:01, so it wasn't long. Matt shaking his head. It wasn't very long. It felt like years for Matt, but we ended up getting group 50, right?
Yep. Yep.
50. I don't know if they were having issues that day or if that's a normal thing.
Because it was funny because, like, as soon as we got the boarding group, it gives you a estimated time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I don't remember what the number was. So I'll just say an arbitrary number, like 93 minutes until your group.
Yeah. I think then, we first got 145 and then we refreshed after 5 minutes and it was like 130. And I'm like,
it went down, it's really going down fast. And then it held there for a while.
Yeah. It was on 125 minutes for over 125 minutes.
Right. So it's like you could tell when they were having, you know, larger crowds or slowdowns or issues with the ride, whatever it was. So anyway, because with all that free time, we hopped over to Toy Story Land. We did.
Yeah. We hadn't, neither of us have gone on Slinky Dog or Alien Swirling Saucers. Mm-hmm. So we did Slinky Dog.
Yep. Checked off Slinky Dog. Really cool ride.
Yeah. Once again, everybody talked about that, but I just was expecting like a little kid roller coaster, and it wasn't. It was far more thrilling than I thought it was going to be.
Really cool roller coaster.
Yeah, and I liked it a lot.
Take the swirling saucers, take them or leave them.
Yeah. I thought it was cute. It's nice. It was cute.
Yeah. And then, of course, Toy Story Mania, where...
Okay, normally, so Matt and I do this battle, and normally I kick his butt at Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, and then he usually demolishes me at Toy Story Mania.
Hammered me in Toy Story Mania.
Which,
oh, goodness. Not good.
That's a workout for your arm, man.
Yeah. Poor performance on my end. Not good. I spent way too much time targeting the big numbers and spent way too much time missing the big numbers for the small payoff of hitting it once.
See, you know? But that was my strategy this time, was targeting the big numbers. Normally, I try and target smaller numbers and just do a lot of them, but it doesn't pay off. So I kept trying to do big numbers, and I was hitting them all.
Yeah, I just had a bad weekend. No good. So we went, you know, in licking my wounds, we left Toy Story Mania.
And he pouts, guys.
I do pout.
For a little bit afterwards.
But it didn't last very long because we went to Galaxy's Edge.
Yes.
And, you know, we still had a lot of time. And
so we think. Yeah, we always think we have so much time when we get to Galaxy's Edge, and then I feel like 20 minutes go by and we're, like, running because the park's about to close.
Which, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. Like, we were saying, like, there's some people who don't think there's a ton to do in Galaxy's Edge, and yet we always run out of time. Because there's so much we want to do.
Look at and see.
Yeah.
And
we grabbed something to eat in between.
And this is even with some of the places not being open, we ran out of time.
Yeah. we grabbed something to eat. I hit my favorite.
Ronto
Roasters. Got the wrap there. I love that. So good.
Janelle, I did not.
Went to
Docking Bay 7.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting...
Got the kids' meal, right?
Yeah, I did. So I'm trying to hit everything on the menu. So far, I've hit everything, but I think the actual adult Andorian chicken, yep. But Matt's gotten that, so I've tasted it before. So I actually got the kids' meal because this is how I justified also getting dessert. I got the kids' meal, and it was Andorian chicken, yep. It was basically just chicken fried, but it looked like a block. That doesn't sound appetizing as I describe that, but
really
it was. And then it was on top of mac and cheese rather than the stuff it comes with in the adult one, and then it had a side of broccoli. And I thought I was just going to get, like, regular Kraft mac and cheese and fried chicken and wasn't going to touch the broccoli. The broccoli was amazing, and I don't love broccoli unless it's smothered in cheese. But it had some sort of seasoning on it, and it was wonderful. The mac and cheese was great. It tasted like homemade. It didn't taste like Kraft, so if it was Kraft, props to you, Disney. And then the chicken was really good. And then I got my little chocolate dessert. I think it's like a Batuban. Or is that the other one?
I think that was one you got. And then, of course, I got the Surly Sarlacc, which upon opening was the Sour Sarlacc. Then they just took the same recipe, added some alcohol, and now it's the Surly Sarlacc. Just as good. Doesn't taste any different. Still my favorite drink in the parks.
I got a pop. I need caffeine.
You know, from there, upon another quick check of the app, still a lot of time left while we waited for Rise of the Resistance. Yep. We hopped on and did Smuggler's Run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that one
was a little different.
So mm-hmm. it looked like they were really only doing your party for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever size party you were, they were trying to accommodate that.
Mm-hmm.
For the ride, mm-hmm. six or less. And there were only two of us, so they were able to program the ride slightly differently where we were piloting it and nothing else.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was pretty cool to have our own.
Right. So we had our own sort of experience with it.
Yeah. And you still got to go into that holding. I'm going to call it a holding area where you're inside the Millennium Falcon. Yeah. And, you know, the chessboard thing is there. But you didn't get to walk around.
That was another one where they skipped the pre-show. They sort of had the pre-show just running on a loop.
Yes. And you walked through or you were waiting 6 feet apart. Yep. And, but they did a really good job with that.
Still awesome. Still a great ride. Mm-hmm. And,
we kicked butt.
We did. We did really well.
Yep.
And, you know, we got out of there, hopped over to Doc Ondar's.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my one per trip Kyber Crystal. Bought a red one this time.
We walked in and there was a couple people in there. And I forgot what we ended up going to the case where Matt was grabbing his crystal. And then all of a sudden I like look around and we're the only two in there. And I'm like, what time is it? Is this closing? Because it was super quiet and nobody else was in there. And it was just cast members, like, grouped together and stuff. And I was like, am I missing something? But it was just empty.
Yep.
So we had Doc Ondar's to ourselves.
Yep. And then, of course, another quick check of the app. Still a lot of time before Rise of the Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So we grabbed some green milk.
Mm-hmm.
And made our way to...
What did you like better?
CIA.
Blue or green?
Blue. We'll get into that another time. But I thought the green was good. I think both are good.
Mm-hmm.
But I preferred the blue.
I can't remember the blue now.
We'll have to try it again.
Yeah. But so everybody knows, Galaxy's Edge, one of the great things is that Star Wars characters will be walking around like it's supposed to look like... an outpost, mm-hmm. you know, like a base. And that's still happening to a degree. They're not walking through the crowds, but like when Matt got his crystal and we came out, Rey and Chewie were up on like, what would you call it?
They're one of the structures they have there outside.
Yeah, they were up there like looking around, and then later on, there are stormtroopers up there paroling.
Patrolling.
What did I say?
Paroling.
Oh, yeah. That's no good. Patrolling,
really cool.
Yes. Yeah, but it was really good. You know, you didn't lose that factor. Because I know that's kind of what people are kind of missing is the character interaction and meet and greet. And is it going to be special? And I feel like I wasn't missing anything.
Yeah.
So,
with a little time to kill still,
mm-hmm.
we hopped out, did Muppet Vision 3D.
Sure did.
Why not? A classic.
And of course, with that, they did the social distancing. So, you know, you pick a row and you stick to the row.
Yeah.
And there are signs on some of the seats that says, do not sit here, sit here. And, you know, there will be groupings of four together, two together, three. So it's like random like that. So they did a good job with that.
Yeah, great job. And, you know, of course, with more time to kill, hit up Star Tours. Because why not?
So we thought more time to kill.
Right. So we hit Star Tours, like literally while we were in line at Star Tours.
Yeah,
about to get on, we got the notification that we could head over to Rise of the Resistance. Mm-hmm. We go, crap.
but we had until, it was like what, 10 after 5?
Well,
we had until 6:45.
That's the thing I always forget is that with the Rise of Resistance boarding group thing is you get, once they tell you you're good, you have a half hour to get there.
Yeah. Well, more than a half hour. We got the notification at like 5:10. We had until 6:45.
Oh, wow. So a lot of time.
Yeah.
So a lot of time to get there because they want you to be able to walk away, go do other things in the park and not be confined to that space.
Yeah. And it helps. Well, it helps to shrink down the amount of people coming back at the same time.
Right.
Like a fast pass.
Once we wrapped up Star Tours,
We headed over to Rise of the Resistance. We
finally headed over to Rise of the Resistance. Got in line. And
got true to fashion, poured on.
Started to rain.
Thunder. Lightning. We have no umbrella. We have no poncho. Poncho. We had nothing. And we were out in the open just standing there.
Yep. And weaved in and out of that.
And we were not the only ones.
So it was nice to finally get inside for that queue. And
we were constantly moving.
Yeah, the ride for us went off without a hitch.
Yeah.
No issues.
It was just the two of us and our thing.
They did do the pre-show.
Every
aspect.
I say both of them, but there's more than one thing.
Every aspect of that ride was intact. So that was good.
Yeah.
And it was just as fun. We actually had a little different route. I came to find out there's multiple routes on this ride. Because the first time we rode it, it went off in one direction, saw one side of a certain section, and this time we went off in a different direction, saw another side of that same piece. It's really cool that they're starting to do that now, where you're getting to see different pieces of a ride. It all comes together in the end, but it was really cool. It's where you can have a unique experience if you go more than once. So that was great. Knocked that out, and we had a dinner reservation at Disney Springs. And a reservation at Oga's. And Oga's was a little behind. Yeah, Oga's ended up being a little behind schedule, so we didn't get the call as we checked in for our reservation. We didn't get the call until long after we needed to be out of there.
Oh, yeah.
So that stunk, we've been before, and we'll be back again.
Yeah.
So that wasn't bad. And then we headed out to Disney Springs, met a friend for some drinks and dinner.
I met my friend, Francie, who I haven't seen in forever.
I know.
Since Flower and Garden of last year.
Wow. Yeah, that's
so, like,
time.
June of last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, we went to Wine Bar George. I had been with my travel agency, for drinks and not, like, a full-on eating experience. But we ended up getting there. She looked nice, and everybody looked nice, and we looked like drone rats. Our Uber driver.
The Uber driver got lost. Which, it was complicated. They changed a lot of the drop-off spots.
Yes, so we ended up taking a tour of the back of the lake in Saratoga Springs and Port Orleans, but we got there. We got there, and we ended up getting a lot of food. Yeah. Highly recommend the food. We just did all, like, appetizers.
A lot of appetizers, and we just did appetizers and drinks, ultimately.
Yeah. And everything was so good.
So good.
And we ended up closing it down.
We shut it
down.
And
then some.
Yep. We shut it down, and we were there.
But I didn't feel rushed.
No, not at all. Because Disney Springs wraps up at 10.
Yeah.
We walked out of Wine Bar George right around 10:30-ish.
Yeah.
And they didn't
boot us out. Everybody was so nice. And, like, even... And Matt then got, like, they were already closed, and Matt got, like, a little key lime pie, and then Francie and me both got, like, frozen, like, I got, like, a Dole Whip frozen drink, and she got a frosé one. They brought it over, and I thought they were going to bring, like, to-go ones, because we said, like, to-go, so we didn't have to keep them, but they didn't. They just brought it over on a plate and brought the glasses, and it was great.
Yeah, it was great. Great meal.
I would highly recommend going there, especially as an adult.
And this
night out.
This is what ended up being our solo bus ride back from Disney Springs to Caribbean Beach.
Yeah.
Hit the hay for the night. Got up, ready to go to Epcot the next day. So, in the morning of Epcot, we had a little bit of a mix-up with our magic bands.
But to be honest, it was okay because Epcot didn't open until 11.
Right.
So we slept in, took our time, and then, we thought we had to go pick up our magic bands from the front check-in because we booked our thing so late. If you're customizing it, it takes 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, now to clarify, these are the magic bands that we were able to get because we booked a resort stay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we already had magic bands from various other trips.
Oh, yeah, and we bring a ton with us all the time because we customize which ones we're going to wear which days.
Right.
So we did have magic bands.
Janelle had her heart set on one of the ones she had ordered for Epcot. Because
it was one with snacks on it, and that's what we were going to do. But there was going to snack around the world.
But because we had booked the trips in such a tight window, the Magic Bands weren't ready yet. They hadn't made it to our resort, so we forwarded that onto our house.
Yeah, so they should be coming here, which was so nice of them to do.
Right, and we packed it up, stopped at the Caribbean Beach bar there.
Wait, can you go back and describe to the people who haven't stayed at Caribbean Beach? Because when we walked in, immediately you were very excited about the smell. What was the smell you smelled?
I don't remember.
Matt wants it in candle form.
I don't remember how I described it.
You said, I think you said coconut in sunshine.
It was great. Love that.
And you said it was your favorite smell so far.
Yeah. Now, Disney famous for the smellitizers, is that what they call it? Just creating an atmosphere with an aroma.
Yeah, like a whole immersive situation.
Each resort has their own smell that you don't smell anywhere else in any of the parks. Mm-hmm.
So my favorite is Wilderness Lodge.
Shocker.
I found wax melts at Walmart. Everybody. Rustic Woods, Better Homes and Gardens. It smells just like Wilderness Lodge. Hot take.
So, you know, it's so that when you walk into a place, you get that associated feeling.
Yeah, you're immersed in whatever they want you to be immersed
in. It's really good. So I'll be seeking that one out.
Yeah, and that was one of the things where I noticed, too, the lobby was much different than the first time I stayed there. Mm-hmm. It was very, it felt more, I don't even know how to say it, but it felt more mature in the best way possible. Like, I felt like I was going down to the Caribbean in an all-inclusive resort, whereas last time I didn't really feel that way. It felt too loud and not...
Well, I'll say this. So, like, having not been there before, I've been on our honeymoon to a Caribbean resort. This felt
Sandals St. Lucia.
This felt very similar to that.
Yes, agreed.
It's very authentic to that.
Agreed. Very open, you know, the colors, the feel, the fixtures. It was very nice.
Yep, really great. And then, you know, on our way to the Skyliner, we decided let's stop at the Banana Cabana drink stand and grab some
Matt loves
frosted beverages. And got some fun festive.
What did you get?
I believe I got the Banana Cabana.
You sure did.
And it was
And I got, shocking, a margarita. But I think I shocked Matt, and they had the regular lime, and then they had a pear.
Right.
And I got the pear, which I was not expecting it to be bright, like, fuchsia pink.
Right.
It was so good.
Yep.
It was so good. Yep. I sucked that down on the way to the Skyliner.
Love a good Caribbean beverage.
I do, yes. And we went across, we took our drinks and walked to Caribbean Key.
Yep.
That little island.
They have a little island between the two sections of Caribbean Beach called Caribbean Key. And there's little hideaway, sunset, rocking chair deals. Which were really romantic and really cool.
Which we said we were going to go back to we ran out of time.
Hopped across, went over to...
We did the Riviera Skyliner
over to Epcot.
Just want to see if it was different.
Again, just like any other park entry, that backside of Epcot, temperature, quick scan of your bag, nothing really that intense.
No, but I think they got new scanners, and that's... Why? Because when we were walking through, the woman that was telling us to come through, was standing next to basically an iPad on a stand. So I think they can see inside your bag.
Yeah. So that was good. And
yeah, it was so much simpler.
On to Epcot, and it was similarly empty.
Yes. I took a picture, and I was very... I knew it was going to be empty, but I don't think you know until you get there.
Right. And, of course, it's food and wine.
It's food and wine.
And it was
light. I'm going to call it food and wine light.
And it was a little confusing because it seemed like they were sort of shoehorning in Flower and Garden with food and wine.
Because I think the lady said they only got, like, 2 weeks of Flower and Garden in before...
So while it's technically food and wine, all the merch you'll see is Flower and Garden.
Which I did find out. So some of the, what's it called? Stands. mm-hmm. kiosks for the different, you know, countries like Spain. Spain wasn't open. That's because you'll see some of them say coming fall.
Yeah.
So more are going to open during the normal food and wine time. So mm-hmm. it's like they had some open, like you said, I think it's a merge of flower and garden and food and wine.
Yep.
So they're keeping some things reserved just for the food and wine time.
Right.
But it's not like we had a shortage of food or drinks during our little visit there.
Exactly. And it was great. What is the area called?
World Showplace.
World Showplace was open with a bunch of different stands in there. We got all of the mac and cheese.
And it was nice because it's a huge... I don't know how many people have been in it before. I've never been in it before, mm-hmm. World Showplace. Because normally it was reserved for, like, purchase events.
Right.
Like, kind of specialty events. And it's very much decorated. There's multiple stands in there. And it's air-conditioned. Air-conditioned. In big bathrooms.
Yep.
And mac and cheese.
We had all of the mac and cheeses.
We had all the mac and cheese. What was your favorite mac and cheese?
I think the gourmet mac and cheese.
Yes, I would agree. Gourmet, buffalo, lobster coming in last.
Who would have guessed?
I know.
So yes, multiple mac and cheese flavors. There was... We didn't hit every stand because we didn't want to kill ourselves. There would have been a lot of food.
Yeah.
They had a festival favorites stand. Mm-hmm. They had like a champagne and desserts stand.
Sure did.
And like an apple themed product.
Yeah, apple
stand.
Orchard.
Yeah.
Which they had a cute, they served popcorn and it came in this cute little mini apple popcorn. I'm going to call it pail because it definitely wasn't a bucket. But it like lit up. We didn't get it, but
nope.
It was super cute.
So we got our mac and cheese, got some champagne and a dessert.
You got, you got a dessert. I ended up getting the spanakopita from the festival favorites.
That's right, right.
And I love spanakopita, but I couldn't. It was a little too greasy for my taste. After eating all that mac and cheese, if I wouldn't have ate the mac and cheese, I probably could have ate it and the champagne.
Once we left the World Showplace, we ventured through Canada and almost made a straight line to the land.
Mm-hmm.
Where we rode both rides available in the land.
Sure did.
Janelle's favorite ride in the world, apparently.
No, it's not my favorite ride in the world. I just like it. I appreciate it.
Living with the land.
I appreciate living with the land. It's a nice
You thought we were going to say Soarin', didn't you? We did not.
Yeah, right? I know. No, I like it. I like it. I like going through the garden part. Yep. And seeing the vegetables and all the ways they're growing things and all the fun hidden Mickeys.
Yep.
And for Matt to sit here and say he did not enjoy it, he is lying.
I always complain about it before we go on and then I end up liking it.
Yeah.
It's one of those hidden gems.
It is.
A ride that never really has a long wait.
Nope. Walked on that. That took forever because it was
that's
like
a very
in
tight
and out.
Yep.
In and out.
Yep. But
they... On those boats, it was like Kilimanjaro Safaris where they have...
A screen in between.
A screen
section.
In between. But it was just... We were in, the third or fourth row? And then there was a girl in the front row and that was it in our boat.
Yep. Again, a ride that was really easy to get on and nice little ride on a quiet little boat.
It was very nice.
Yeah. And then similar to that, Soarin'. No mm-hmm. wait, almost. We just the queue line is long.
Yeah.
So it was a long walk.
Yeah.
And then
walked right on
to the ride. Knocked that out.
And they had similar to everything. They have the social distancing
like every,
on the floor.
Every third seat.
Yeah.
They had like a baby seat with a plastic barrier up to help separate parties as much as they could, which was nice.
It's like the thing you click the baby seats into in the car.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they had. And then it had a plastic barrier standing on it.
Yeah, it was good.
Between you and the other people. So that was nice.
Yeah, that was good.
After Soarin', what did we do?
So from Soarin', we hopped over and did the seas with Nemo and friends.
Oh, yeah. Yay! Just the two of us without Riley on the seas with Nemo and friends.
Also, Janelle could check on her manatee friends in the aquarium.
Janelle loves manatees, and I had to check on them, and they were so... Active, fun.
Playing?
Yeah, this time. They were, like, right by the glass and just chowing on their lettuce, being adorable and spinning.
If you haven't hit the aquarium that's over there, it's really cool. I mean, they've got everything in there.
Some things are blocked off.
Yeah, like any place that had a little playground was blocked off.
Yeah. But you could still go upstairs. There's just certain ways you had to go through it. But they did make up for it. I noticed, like, when we were on our way out, there was a, like, a cast member there with a bunch of, like, shark teeth and stuff to kind of learn about sharks. So they did kind of, you know, add in that kind of stuff. We just literally, after Nemo, we just went, said hello to the manatees and... And for anybody wondering, like, well, I've been there and that's a big space. How do they keep people separate? So they have a cast member stationed at those kind of things. Yep. And she kind of directs you. Like, if there's, no, she didn't direct us because we were the only ones walking into that. But basically, there's dots on the ground, like little dots on the carpet.
Yep.
And you go and stand in that little dot. And then if another, more people would have walked in, she would have told them what dots to stand in. Like, your whole party stands there.
Yep.
Because they're 6 feet apart. And that's happened a few times at a few different locations. So just be on the lookout for that. And pay attention to your dot.
Right.
There's people that just, like, meander everywhere. And then you're kind of awkward. And nobody's doing it on purpose. But it just takes some getting used to. So just be conscious of you and your party.
Yep.
That's my little tidbit.
From there,
PSA.
We did Spaceship Earth, because why not? Because
it reopened.
It reopened, and the wait was, you guessed it, next to nothing. We walked right in, right up the ramp, and right into our car.
Yep.
Our spaceship. And that's another one. Like, it's that old-style Disney ride that, like, I can't get enough of.
The animatronics.
Yep.
They still, I think everybody looks at... I feel like some people look at these and they're like, it's so old. And I look at it and be like, yeah, but think about when this was built. That's amazing, this technology. Mm-hmm. And it still looks good. It's still kicking.
I mean, it's Americana. It's history. It's something that, you know, you joke about it, but, like, presidents have been on this ride. And, like, dignitaries from around the world have gotten on this ride and seen this thing. You might be sitting in the car that whoever knows was in the car with that you're sitting in and went through this ride and thought it was the coolest thing 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I never
thought about it like that. That's really cool.
Yeah. See? That's part of why I like these ones, these older Disney rides. Really cool. That's when we decided, you know, let's hit our gift shops and then finish off the World Showcase.
Yep. And before you walk into a gift shop.
Yep.
Mostly the littler ones that can't really accommodate, you know, they'll either tell you, come on in, or they'll make you, like, wait until somebody else leaves. And they all have, like, counters.
Yep.
They're
keeping very diligent track of how many people are in each store. This one was Mouse Gears, so it's bigger. It's under construction.
Yeah. But before that, we went into the little pin trading one and the little Gateway Gifts one. So they were both smaller. But, yeah, we went Mouse Gears. But the way to get to Mouse Gears from Spaceship Earth, because of all that construction happening, there's routes I didn't even know existed.
Right. It took you around?
Like, went after Nemo, we went back past Coral Reef, which I didn't even know there was a walkway there. And it looked older, so I don't think they just built it, but I just...
Right.
It was weird.
Yeah, and then getting to Mouse Gears, you're going to sort of like a back way towards Test Track and where the eventual entrance to the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride will be sort of see a Mouse Gears light.
Yeah, it was very small.
Under heavy construction.
I say very small, but I say it because everybody knows Mouse Gears and how big it is.
Right. Similar to what they did with World of Disney.
Disney Springs.
That was under renovation. Like, they sort of looked, it was very clear they had cut off maybe like a third, to cut it down to maybe a third of the size.
Yeah.
And had reconfigured everything. And it's very temporary the way it's set up. But that was good.
Yeah. Oh, And if you are going in 2020,
yes,
I didn't learn this until after I bought something. Some of the 2020 merchandise is buy one, get one free.
Yes.
Which is crazy for Disney. I don't know if I've ever seen a buy one, get one free situation.
Yeah.
But it's not all 2020 merchandise. It's select 2020 merchandise, you know, that literally has 2020 written on it. So be on the lookout for that, friends.
Yep. Great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, from there we made our way back to the World Showcase.
Sure did.
Found ourselves.
Where did we find ourselves?
A margarita.
We went to Mexico.
Mexico. And what's the bar down there that's super famous?
La Cava del Tequila.
Yes. Got ourselves a couple margs.
Guys.
Janelle did not like hers. So.
It's not that I didn't like it. I don't love anything that tastes like super heavy
alcohol
liquor.
So what?
I like mine to be hidden a little bit.
What was it called?
So it was called the pink popcorn. If you can handle strong alcohol, you will very much enjoy this. Right. I think if I could, I would have sucked that down because it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just if
strong.
So
we ended up sharing.
I would have been okay.
We ended up sharing my blood orange margarita.
Sure did.
And then.
And Matt had a few sips of the pink popcorn and I wanted to throw it out.
I wanted to enjoy my drink. I didn't want to be.
Feel like if we would have drank that, or if I would have drank that, it would have been all over. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
I am not. I am a lightweight and I am fine admitting that.
So that's when we decided we should probably grab something to eat.
Yeah.
So we headed over to one of the food and wine stands in China.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went by Frozen. And we thought about Frozen.
Right. We wanted to
eat Frozen first. Was really... I mean, normal, it said like, I think 40 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. But the problem with Frozen was the line was so long outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been drinking and we were in the sun. So we just, we know ourselves better than to go ahead and do that. Because the sun was beating down at that point.
And it was a ride we can take Riley on. It wasn't pressing that we needed to get on. So we decided to eat instead.
Because we already did Nemo, guys.
Right. What did we grab at the China stand?
We did the dumplings, the gyoza, and you got the Mongolian beef bao bun.
Oh, so good.
It was like melt in your mouth.
So good.
Yeah. Yep.
And then it was upon completion of that meal that Janelle decided...
Crap, I need to go back, and I need to get the avocado margarita from La Cava del Tequila.
Get it? She did.
I did. And... What were you doing? Oh, wait. We got the Happy Peach from China. Highly recommend.
Very good.
Very delicious. Couldn't taste the alcohol. It tasted like peach iced tea.
I just hung out outside.
Is that what you did?
Yeah. Just waited for you to get your drink.
Oh, yeah. So, wait. When did we do the Grand Fiesta Tour?
When did we do that?
We did it before we went into La Cava del Tequila first time. Right?
No, it was
after we finished, had the drinks, and then we went in.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And Janelle bought a Señor Donald.
Toy for Riley, or so we thought.
He was just so cute. Riley plays with him now, but yes, for the time being, he was for me. But I got the avocado margarita, and when I went to go walk in, it was the same hostess, and she's like, welcome back. And I was like, thank you. That was... Very good. Mm. Very refreshing. Mm. Very refreshing. And I literally watched him make it, and it's a whole avocado. It's a whole fresh avocado in that drink. And it was awesome. And then I got my drink. We walked towards Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we got there, though, we kept hearing, like, music, like, dinging on. I was like, I know something's happening. I just couldn't spot what was happening.
Eventually, we walked fast enough to get ahead of the music, so we knew something was definitely happening. We got our giant Bavarian pretzel.
It was very good with spicy mustard.
Yep. Sat down, and sure enough, a car, the music started up again, and a car with some characters drove by.
Yes.
Which was really cool.
Goofy and Pluto were walking, and then Mickey and Minnie were in an old... car and they were waving. And yeah, it was just...
It's just the way they're doing it now. They're not...
It's so cute, though.
Advertising when these quote-unquote parades are. Yeah. They're just going to do them. And it's going to be a fun surprise.
Yeah. And it was.
Yeah.
I very much enjoyed my fun surprise.
So we finished up our pretzel.
Where did we go from Germany?
We snuck into the Japan market.
Oh, yeah.
And Janelle got herself some ramen. Matt got herself some... Matt got some Japanese candy. Which was great.
Janelle bought a lot of ramen.
Yes, because Janelle loves ramen.
Janelle loves ramen.
And I think from there we wrapped up our day. Nope. You got some...
Oh, I was determined to stop at Morocco to get those spicy hummus fries. And let me tell you, everything I ate that day was building to that moment because those were hands down my favorite thing of the day. And they were spicy.
Yep, they were good. I had a little bite. It was good. I had my heart set on dessert in France, though.
But I also got dessert in France.
So we got some desserts in France. I got a variety pack of macaroons.
Oh, yeah. And I got a chocolate mousse, which was a lot bigger than I expected. And it was delicious, and I ate the whole thing.
We both got some frozen wine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it for our day at Epcot. We turned the corner there and went back, hopped on the Skyliner.
Mm-hmm.
And on our way back to our room, we stopped... did we go straight back to our room?
Yes, because we took the Skyliner and we got off at the Caribbean Beach Hub, not the Riviera,
mm-hmm.
because we wanted to drop off the things, some of the stuff we bought.
Right.
Dropped off some of the stuff we bought, got a blast of AC, then continued on because you wanted to go to that's what it's called, Banana Cabana, before they closed at 9. So, but when did we go into the shop? Caribbean Beach shop? I can't remember, but that's irrelevant. Bought some more stuff in there. But while we were in line for Banana Cabana, we did mobile order.
Yep.
For the Center Town dining.
Yeah.
Just to get, an actual meal. And
which was fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic Cuban sandwich.
And I, once again, I had a lot of kids' meals.
I know. Janelle got a kids' meal again.
Just got chicken tenders. No, I didn't. It was the adult chicken tenders and fries.
Is there such a thing as adult chicken tenders?
It was.
It was on
the adult menu, and there was definitely a kid version. On the kid menu. It was probably one more tender.
I'll allow it.
But so what did you get at Banana Cabana?
I don't remember the name of it, but it was great. It was a frozen, sort of like a coconut cream type drink with rum in it, which really good. I don't remember the name of it.
I don't remember. I got water because I was very thirsty. And we sat on the Adirondack chairs that are right outside there overlooking the lake for a little bit.
Really nice.
Watching a thunderstorm roll in.
Yep. And seeing how the Skyliner... was making decisions about whether or not to keep running with the lightning in the distance.
And I think it was also getting close to, being the end of Skyliner time.
Yeah.
Too. But, so we did that and took our food back. Watched some Shark Fest.
Had some dinner. Got some sleep. Hopped up. Magic Kingdom.
But what did we do? So we drove to Magic Kingdom with our car.
Yes.
Because we were... checking out that day. So we drove to the Polynesian.
We drove to the Polynesian to go and not to Ohana again. Ohana's not operating right now.
Yeah, that's why we didn't go to Ohana.
We finally went to breakfast at...
Kona Cafe. We have booked this thing at least 3 times.
Yep.
And have canceled every time for various reasons. Not because we didn't want to go.
Yep.
But we went to Kona Cafe.
And I had the... Moco Loco.
Mm-hmm. But now here's the thing. So on a lot of the restaurants are operating with a limited menu. So it's not their whole entire menu. So on the Kona Cafe menu, which, you can pull up with your My Disney Experience app or you can pull up your camera and scan the QR code that's on your
table
and a little link will drop down and you click that. So the Moco Loco that was on there was plant-based. So Matt got a little disappointed when he first saw that because he's been wanting this thing for
A while.
So he saw that it was plant-based. He was still going to try it.
Until Janelle mentioned to the waitress that asked how long it had been plant-based. She goes, oh, but we can make it normal.
Yes.
And I said,
and that was my entire thought process was, maybe if I say this, she'll offer it normal.
Right.
And normal for people is, it has, what is it?
An all beef patty.
Yeah.
And an egg of my choice on top.
So
instead of the plant-based versions of those things.
But I had a struggle. I had a little bit of a struggle.
They had a special of biscuits and gravy.
Which Janelle loves biscuits and gravy. But they were like cheddar biscuits and like a special gravy.
Or arguably their most famous thing on the menu.
Well, one of them. Because I think the Tonga toast is pretty famous. But the pineapple macadamia nut pancakes. Which that's what, when I was booking Kona Cafe, that's what I was going to get.
Yeah, and I knew from the second she talked about ordering them that there was no chance she was finishing these things, because Janelle doesn't really eat a lot of pancakes.
No, Janelle's more of a waffle person.
Right.
I have this thing about soggy bread, like bread getting soggy,
and
which
I know
is pancakes.
That at a place like that, the pancakes are going to be A, huge, and B, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And of course, they were A, huge, and there were three of them.
Yeah.
So
I did end up ordering those. And, you know, I think I was going to order those anyway, but I was having such an issue. But then when the waitress came back, she's like, I'm so sorry. We are actually out. We ran out of the biscuits and gravy. And I think she was very scared to tell me, because because right when she announced it, like, told me about that, I was like, oh, no. Like, she knew I was having a struggle. So then when she said that, I think she was kind of afraid I was going to be disappointed or upset. But I actually was very happy, because then it made my decision for me so much easier. Right. But I am glad, because those pancakes,
they were good.
Were amazing.
I know, because I got to eat a fair share of them.
Yes. Oh, they were macadamia nut butter with pineapple.
Yep.
And then it came with syrup on the side. And there's like macadamia nuts cooked into the pancakes.
Yeah.
And they were very good. And I had a side of bacon. It came with a side of bacon or sausage, and I got bacon.
Yep. Very good.
And then Matt got coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Because Joffrey's.
Yep. That's Janelle all got need. Sort of their guava.
Yeah. It was their drink. It's the Pog juice everybody talks about. That's what everybody calls it. So I got that, and it was very good.
Pineapple, orange juice, and guava.
Pineapple. Juice. Is that what it was?
Yeah. That's why they call it Pog juice.
I thought there was something else in this one, too. Maybe not.
It was good.
But that makes sense. It was very good. But then also, I didn't know Matt was with his coffee order. Yeah. He was getting an entire pot of
coffee. I didn't know that either.
Coffee, which was great, because Janelle really wanted coffee, but she also really wanted the Pog juice. So when the waitress came over, I asked for a coffee cup and was able to have both.
Yep. So from there...
And, yeah, I did not finish the pancakes. Yeah.
So from there, we hopped on the monorail.
Sure did.
Hopped into Magic Kingdom.
Sure did.
And in the grand scheme, we didn't do a ton in the Magic Kingdom.
No.
Obviously, knowing that, again, it's a place where we could take Riley and do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We walked in, made a straight line for for Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
else did as well.
Right. And the line, again, intimidating, because it came out of the ride and was across the bridge heading towards Frontier.
But do you remember when we were sitting at breakfast, I almost had a breakdown because I wanted to check the times, because our breakfast reservation was for 8:45. Mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom opened at 9, and we knew we weren't going to get in right away. But we were prepared to wait whatever we needed to wait to get on Splash Mountain. So when I checked at around 9:30, it said temporary close, and I was like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna be able to get on this ride. So I kept checking, and you know, it came back up. But yeah, when we got there, the line was out past the old Briar Patch shop. I say old because it's not open right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was another one. It was weave in and out,
but it was fairly constant. We took all kinds of pictures, because who knows if that's the last time we're going to get to go on it. It's not really widely known when they're closing it down.
Mm-mm.
We did see a scaffolding up that was sort of covered in one corner of the queue line.
Like in the back.
Yeah, where you could tell they were starting to do something, but nothing.
Well, I don't really know what it was.
Could have been completely unrelated to changing the ride over, but who knows?
Yeah.
Got on the ride. We were the only ones in our boat. Front row. Of course. Got really wet.
And, really wet.
The boat stopped conveniently right in front of Bluebird
and Briar Rabbit after the zippity doo-dah. So it was Briar Rabbit singing with the Bluebird.
And Janelle got to record the entire sequence. Which was really
because
cool.
We were stopped right there. And so, I was very excited. It was a very good end to, because everybody, you should know by now, this is my favorite ride. So it was a very good ending to an era for me. Right. So I don't even know if I want to go on it again because it was just a perfect ending.
Right.
And I got a great photo up on top of the hill before you plunge down. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but I think it's a take your picture at your own risk, because if you lose your phone, we're not getting it. So I was ready to take that risk. And my phone can get wet. Yep. So it was a good picture.
Yeah. And once that ride was done, I went and grabbed my citrus swirl float. Mm-hmm.
We went to Pirates.
Right.
Because we went the back way to Pirates, hopped on Pirates, did Pirates.
And then did the citrus swirl, yep.
Yeah.
And then after citrus swirl, where did we go? Did we go to Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, I think so.
We did Haunted
Mansion.
Which
we discovered a...
Again, another pathway we didn't know was there.
I didn't even know it was there. There's no way they definitely built it, but...
No. The queue line for Haunted Mansion, they took you down to almost the docks where...
That was.
Yeah, with the big boat. Mm-hmm. Is and up
the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, the Liberty Bell, and up and down the ramp that's down below the Haunted Mansion queue line where it normally is.
Yeah, which I don't know why, but I'm hoping moving forward they're going to utilize that more, because as everybody knows, like especially during peak season, that gets so congested right there between the regular queue and the fast pass line. There's not a lot of room there. And then people stand outside there deciding what they're going to do. And it's just a whole big congested spot where if they utilize the way that we were shown this time, it frees up all of that space. Yep. I mean, except, I guess, for the fast pass. But...
Right. It was a good amount of space that would have cleared up.
Yeah.
Again...
That was one of our longer waits.
Right. There was one part where we got stuck and stopped for a minute.
For a while? A little bit?
Yeah. And then... But once we started moving again...
It didn't stop.
And that's another one where they skipped the pre-show for us.
Yeah. Because there was a stretching room at some point and where you're social distancing, I think... The line got so long, well, then they decided to start skipping it because the line was longer. So I think that long wait was to get those last people through the stretching room. Then they didn't let people in because they had to set up the velvet rope stanchions. Yeah, they had to set that up through the stretching room and stuff.
We ended up skipping the stretching room, got right on our doom buggies. I loved the Haunted Mansion. It was great.
Yeah.
It's always great. Still haven't found the camera.
No. But Matt found the camera on Pirates. We need to post that picture because it's terrifying.
It was good. It's good.
He's very proud of himself.
And from Haunted Mansion, we hopped up through Fantasyland. This is probably the area we'll avoid with Riley that was probably the most congested.
Yeah.
With Small World and Peter Pan right there next to each other, and the lines have to come out into the walkway with all the distance.
We kind of hustled through there because I didn't want to be, because people are like, some walking through there shoulder to shoulder,
and then we took the long loop through New Fantasyland just to see sort of what was open, and then down to Tomorrowland and did Space Mountain
because we wanted to go to our love the Dumbo souvenir, the Big Top souvenirs.
We always go in there. It always seems like there's everything we want is in there, but they were closed, so we hopped over to Tomorrowland, rode Space Mountain,
which was social distance, because if you know, there's two rocket ships that are connected, and there was a girl in the front of the front one, and then we were in the back part.
That was another one where we didn't wait. It was constant. You walked on and never stopped until you got on the car.
And it posted as 25 minutes.
Which, it's the walk.
Yeah.
It's a long walk.
And it's up and down. And
came out. And like we always do, it seems like we always seem to make a magic band or a phone case in that gift shop after Matt Space Mountain.
That gift shop. I actually have to say that's a pretty good gift shop.
Yeah.
Some things you don't really find elsewhere.
Right. I made a magic band. Janelle made a phone case for her mom. Mm-hmm. And then that was really kind of it. We looked at each other. We said, "Is there really anything else we want to do?"
Well, we did. You're not going to tell the people we did Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, we did do Buzz Lightyear. While we were waiting for the magic band and the phone case to be done, we did Space Ranger Spin, and I took Janelle's lunch this time. It was a charming performance. I have never...
No, beat me on that.
...performed admirably on this ride. And not only was it admirable, it was...
I always destroy him.
It was an out-of-body experience what I did on this ride. I'll never replicate it. Crushed her, put up huge numbers.
And I think you more than doubled my score.
Oh, I did. And then, since we were feeling good, we hopped out, grabbed our phone case and magic band. We walked in as he was taking them off the printer, which was pretty good. And
headed over to the castle.
Walked over to the castle, took some pictures.
Because there was, like, at that point in the afternoon, everybody was kind of off into the lands to do stuff. And there wasn't a lot of people in front of the...
Right.
Castle at
and
all.
And then that was really it. We walked through the entirety of every gift shop down Main Street that was open. We didn't buy anything. And
no, we bought... Where did we buy? Oh, the phone cases, but then also in Star Traders in Tomorrowland.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot what I bought in there.
I don't know. You got your shirt.
Oh, the black shirt. Yeah. The new retro shirt that I think just came out.
Yeah, a lot of new retro stuff over in Star Traders. Really cool.
Yeah, really, really cool. Highly recommend. But before we left, we got popcorn.
We got popcorn on the way out.
Which, that's something else to be aware of. If you're going to get the souvenir bucket. So we were both going to get an order of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt's like, well, you might as well just get the souvenir bucket if we're both going to get popcorn. I was like, okay, don't mind if I do. Because they had the Steamboat Willie one. So we got the Steamboat Willie one.
Popcorn bucket, but it only comes with one person's worth of popcorn.
Yes, because they don't fill the bucket.
Right.
It comes wrapped like it was shipped to them.
Right.
And they hand you the bucket and then fill up a single person's popcorn. So just be advised. I don't know what they're doing as far as, like, if you bring your bucket back, if they'll fill it up for you. Or if they'll just hand you a thing and you pour it in.
Right.
So I'm curious to know that. Because that was one thing we didn't discover.
We will test that out this weekend. Because we'll be back.
Yeah. But we didn't leave yet.
No.
No. Where did we go after Magic Kingdom?
The Poly to get our car. And then to lunch at Pop Century.
We did! Yay!
To get...
The sandwich.
The turkey sandwich. Fans of the podcast
know. It was like a linner. It was like 3 o'clock.
Right. We made our reservation, our mobile order, as we were pulling into Pop Century. I showed it to the man at the gate. He let us through and walked in, waited a few minutes for our food to be ready, and... It was ready. Came in a bag. We had to pick up the bag ourselves at the counter there. We weren't allowed into the restaurant area until our food was ready. We picked it up, sat down, had our lunch,
and it was turkey sandwich. Marvelous.
And that was how we capped off the trip.
From there. Guys, we left all these places. We could have went anywhere we wanted. We chose to go to Pop Century for this turkey sandwich. Go to Pop Century, get the turkey sandwich.
So that was our trip, man. It was we squeezed a lot into 3 days total.
We bought a lot of things.
Got our fix. They have a lot of new stuff since we were there last.
Yes. Because the last time we were actually there, like on a trip there, was January, like staying in a resort.
Yeah.
And then, but, I mean.
That's busy season
We were just there in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, and that was the Passover preview day, so there wasn't a whole lot else going on. Mm-mm. They didn't have a lot open. So
yeah, that was the first time. That makes me sad.
We're heading back to Magic Kingdom this weekend with Riley, so we'll get to check off a few more rides that we didn't get to this time around. And
we're going to try and squeeze him in before he has to wear a mask.
Yep, he'll have to start wearing a mask when he turns 2, and that's going to be a challenge all its own, because we can barely get him to sit still right now.
Yeah, and we're, like, he just started wearing hats sometimes for a few minutes at a time, so I don't really know how this is going to go, everyone.
Right, so we will keep you posted. Yeah. Next time you hear from us, you'll hear about that trip, and so we're excited to try it out with him and see how he does with the heat, and of course with the new rules surrounding the social distancing, we'll have to keep a closer eye on him, and when we put him down, I'll let him run around. But it'll be good. We're excited about it, but we had a good time on this trip, being able to just do it ourselves for once.
What was your favorite thing you ate during this trip?
Favorite thing I ate
between the restaurants and the stands, and the Wine Bar George,
probably the gourmet mac and cheese.
Yeah,
it was really good, really good. You can't see the turkey sandwich.
I'm not going to. I wasn't going to at all.
Okay.
I was going to say the hummus fries.
Really good.
Oh, so good. But then that pork at Wine Bar George.
Really good. Yep.
I forget what it's called, but it's an appetizer and it's pork.
Very good.
And I feel like it had the word plum in it.
I don't remember either.
Get it. Find it.
Very good.
Delicious. But yeah, I love the spicy hummus fries.
Awesome.
But... that's it.
Yep. We are looking forward to going back. So as always, you can find us on our website, mmhpodcast.com. Be sure to go like, share, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, iHeart. You can shoot us an email, momagicpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, IG, Mo Magic Hour. And we'll be back with you next week. So thanks for hanging out with us.